Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's International Talk Like a Pirate Day, Tony. What you got?
Hi, mateys. It is I, Tony Kornheiser. Would you like to feast your eyes on my booty?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't do a pirate well.
No,
who's the guy does a pirate well? Leach. Right? The coach in
Mike
Washington
Leach.
State.
He does a pirate.
I think he does. Doesn't he call himself a pirate all the time? You ever talk like
Aren't
a pirate?
Aren't pirates just obsolete? Who knows what a pirate is? If you get
well,
over
Pittsburgh.
60.
No. Well, you think there are no pirates anymore?
No.
Really? Did you ever see that movie Captain Phillips? I am the captain now? You never saw that?
Yeah.
It was a modern day pirate.
Isn't that set in the 50s?
No.
Oh.
It was like four
now?
Years ago.
Okay. Pardon me.
Welcome to PTI, mateys. In today's episode, Jamal Adams is upset. Mitch Trubisky is struggling.
Yeah.
And Doc Rivers gives the inside scoop on landing Kawhi Leonard. But we begin today with the curious case of loudmouth cornerback Jalen Ramsey. His team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, plays tonight against Tennessee. Although he has asked for a trade, Ramsey says he wants to play tonight. Jacina Anderson of ESPN says Ramsey, quote, doesn't anticipate being a member of the Jags next Sunday, unquote. With that in mind, Wilbon, should the Jaguars play Ramsey tonight?
No, and I'm reversing myself from yesterday.
You are?
Yeah, I am, because, Tony, what it appears certain, or just less than certain, is that the Jaguars, they're actively seeking a trade that is going on, like, even right up to kickoff tonight. And they're going to get rid of him. And they essentially acknowledge that. And he's acknowledging that, or someone close to him, to Jocena Anderson. So, no, football is such a physically and emotionally an all-in game, this battle that they compare to war all the time. If you're going to know that the guy is on the way out the door, don't play him.
All right, so normally, and I talked about this yesterday, normally I would say you play him. You play your best players.
Yeah.
You try to win. They're in a bad division.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, Tennessee, them used to. There's no great team in that. But I'll tell you, if this is true, if there's a deal on the table, make the deal now.
No, you don't know that you can always make the deal. We see in baseball, and baseball's a different sport, we see guys in the dugout being traded. Okay, this is...
But if they are receiving offers from a multitude of teams...
You know they are.
I would say... No, you don't play him. You don't even dress him.
But suppose
him.
A trade
make
is the in the works and you can't
make
get
the
it
deal
done
as
until
soon
tomorrow
as you
morning.
Can. You make the deal as soon as you can.
Okay, tomorrow's as soon as I can make the deal. You play
then
him or
I
not?
Don't, no, I don't play him because I...
So you're like me.
I hose the deal if he gets
right.
Hurt. So you can't.
So you're agreeing with me.
No.
We
I,
both are doing a spinorama.
I'm not,
a 180.
Yes, I mean, I'm not disagreeing at all, but I'm saying if I am the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And I've got a bunch of people wanting it. I say, I want this deal done by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. What do you want? Let's do it.
It may not get done by then. It's okay. It's one game. And he ain't that great. What were they last year? 3-something? 4-12? How damn good is he?
He's
he
pretty
can't
good.
Impact a game like that.
He's
not
good.
A quarterback.
But I would not play him, and I would get rid of him the moment I could get rid of him.
Now we're in agreement on the other side.
There's been a lot of talk in Chicago about your boy, Mitch Trubisky.
Do we need to do this story?
And it's not good. David Hall in the Chicago Tribune writes today that Matt Nagy is reducing Trubisky to a game manager.
Yeah.
He hands off a lot.
Yeah.
He throws short a lot. In fact, Trubisky is ranked 31 out of 32 quarterbacks in passer rating.
Ugh.
And DFL in yards per attempt, 4.8.
Ugh.
Wilbon, you loved Trubisky by the end of last season.
I liked him.
Should the Bears still be all in on him?
They better be. They don't have any capital to spend on a quarterback. They went out and got people wisely, smartly. They went and they used a draft pick on a young stud running back who seems to break every tackle even though it's only two games. They went out and they got Khalil Mack, who may be the most disruptive force on defense in the league other than Aaron Donald. They did all the wise things. They got terrific receivers who never drop a pass. They got everything. The Green Bay corner acknowledged that last week when he took a shot at Trubisky and said, let's just make him be a quarterback.
That's right.
But they got everything else. We can't beat all this. Let's beat him. So they got to be all in on him. And you know who, if he screws this up because he doesn't like him or he's not sure about him or he's reduced, this is on the head coach. It's on his head more than anybody else at Hallis Hall.
Let me give you a statistic that I know you're going to like. It's pretty scary. 27.8 of his passes are uncatchable. They are rated uncatchable. The only guy with worse number is Cam Newton, who has no shoulder at
right.
the moment. You like that stat? Here's another one. On third down, He has a passer rating of 33.3. Better than only Eli Manning and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who have been benched. They have been benched. Can I just remind you of one thing that you say all the time?
What?
That the DNA of the Chicago Bears
is
a bad quarterback and a good defense.
A great defense and specials. So listen to me for a second. I don't need those damn numbers. This is the team I've watched all my life. Dick Butkus used to walk off the field and say to the offense, hold them if you can. And you know who else did that? Richard Dent. And you know who else did that? Probably Khalil Mack.
So you're okay with him.
You've got to work with him. Get him better. How about that? How about him getting better? He was better last year. He's regressed. I'm blaming it on the coach and the offense.
Can I just say one thing to you?
It's on them.
This coming Monday night.
I don't need those numbers.
The Bears come to Washington, D.C. to play the Redskins, a bad Redskin team that has given up in the second halves of two games a total of 42 points and three touchdown passes.
53 points, I think, this season. So
42 in the second half.
Yeah.
So if he can get well, he'll get well against
them. He's played against two good defenses. One of them in Denver, sucking air in September when it's hot at altitude. One of them against Green Bay. I think he's going to be better. But let me just tell you this. If they abandon this kid after giving up all those picks, I rip for the drafting of Mitch Trubisky?
Ryan
Not
Pace.
Mitch Trubisky.
Ryan Pace.
You give up all these
DM.
Picks. You better be all in. Why do you get me going on this topic? And why do you do this?
Because it's fun. Makes me happy when you get
now
nuts.
Now I'm with Trubisky, and I'm with anybody who's not in with him, including you.
I love Trubisky.
You know I like to talk defense whenever possible. So let's switch now and deal with the issue of Jets safety Jamal Adams being defiant in the face of his $21,000 fine for hitting Browns' golden boy in training, Baker Mayfield. Adams says he will not be deterred by the penalty or the fine and tweeted, quote, I don't give a damn about these soft rules protecting quarterbacks. Amen. I love this guy. I'm going to play my brand of football every time I step on the field, close quote. Tony, you believe Adams is going to keep this up?
Can I just say that is clearly roughing? That is clearly after he lets go with the ball. That is clearly roughing.
In high school, it'd be rough.
The Jets stink. The Jets are a 23-point underdog to New England this year.
Well, he may as well hit somebody.
You're on a bad team. You cannot cost your team yards. You just can't do this. To go on social media and trumpet what a tough guy you are, somebody from that organization has to say, you hurt you, you make yourself a target for the refs, and you hurt us. What are you doing? You can't do it.
I got some names. And that quote that we just read that I love, that I said amen to, you think that quote could have – Butkus might have said that? Nitschke, Lambert, Atkinson.
When did these guys play, Mike?
Lott.
How many years ago?
Lane.
How many years ago?
So there's no tradition in this sport? You endorse that?
Tradition.
You sign off on that?
They're calling the game differently. This guy – are you saying he's a Hall of Fame guy right now?
No, I'm just saying those guys have yellow jackets.
Okay.
Look,
can't do this.
He can't do it because he's going to get penalized to such a degree that his coaches have to bench him.
Totally
and
insane.
And not only that, his money, because football money, unless you're a golden boy, it's not guaranteed, and he's going to lose all of his money in fines. He can't keep it up. But you know what?
It's life in the NFL now. You sign on for this. This is life in the NFL. They pay you pretty good money if you stay on the squad. If you get the reputation as someone who's costing your team yards.
You can't get a quarterback. Guys like you sign off on this.
You get benched.
You help. You boost the shield.
No.
You say it's okay to play this way. You endorse the product.
I love the product. To play this way, these are the current rules. That is a league that changes its rules.
Okay, you don't have to be enthusiastic about it. You can be critical of it, but
that was
won't.
A late hit. There was
that wasn't a late
the
hit.
The late hit in the Chicago game was not a late hit.
None
that
of them
was
were.
A late
Three
hit.
Of them weren't.
That was a late
Neither
hit.
Neither were the two by Bears that were
late hit.
That were flagged.
I said that.
No, you were talking about the one where
The Denver guy. That was not a late hit.
That was a late
that
hit.
That was garbage.
Fascinating piece in the LA Times today, Tone, detailing Kawhi Leonard's decision to join the Clippers. From the team's season-long courtship, stalking, right through their initial meeting in July. Doc Rivers reflected, quote, we were prepared for a meeting where we would have to drag things out of him. Kawhi then said, I want to play for you. And he pointed at me. He said, Mr. Ballmer, I love the things you do and what you stand for, but your team is not good enough. And if you don't change your team, I'm not coming. Close quote. Wow. Tom, what stands out to you about Doc's story of how the Clippers landed Kawhi?
Two things stand out. That after he says to them, your team's not good enough, you got to get somebody else, they show him a list of players. And on that list is Paul George, and he goes, that guy. Get me that guy. You don't get me that guy, I'm not going to come. And eventually, It cost them 6 draft picks, and Doc had to convince Ballmer.
How about Doc's counter reason?
What he says is, no. It's 6 for Paul George and Kawhi, so it's 3 for
each. That's right.
The other thing that stood out for me is Doc's hatred of the Lakers. Doc did not want this guy going to the Lakers. Well, he hates the Lakers. I saw that.
He doesn't really hate the Lakers. First of all, there's a league-wide hatred of the Lakers. And I know you know this because you covered the league a lot longer.
But Doc
is a coach.
Square one on that.
For right now, until Ballmer builds his new palace, which, trust me, is going up in Inglewood, home of who formerly? The Lakers.
And the Forum, yeah.
Yeah, the Forum. So Doc and the Clippers are told to take this down, take that down. No, you can pay for your own lighting. You can't
lose
theirs.
Ours. It's not theirs.
And so they're just like, enough. Like, let's separate ourselves from the Lakers. That's Look, fine. There's a race.
Ballmer's got enough money.
He does. So. But there's a race on, Tony, and it's a race within a race. And, yes, the state of California has 3 teams now that think they can win the title because the Warriors still think they can, right?
Sure.
But the Clippers-Lakers in the same building. This is fascinating, and they got him away from the Lakers because the other thing Doc was told is, if you don't do this, he's going over there.
Or he could have stayed in Toronto, which you thought was possible.
I thought it was possible.
2 other things stand out, little things. Doc's eating at Nobu. That's a hot place.
It's in Malibu.
Good for Doc. That, and the second thing is that Seth Curry just got himself 10 more years
How about
in the league
that? No, he didn't.
By marrying Doc's daughter.
He's not playing for
Let's
Doc.
Let's take a break.
He's
he
playing
will.
For the Lakers.
Coming
for the,
up, Patrick Mahomes changing some of the cardinal rules of quarterback.
Mahomes. I like that new commercial, that State Farm thing. We'll ask Steve Young how he would have reacted if he'd been demoted like Eli. What do you think Doc was? You think he was going to, was he building a place
he's in
like,
Nobu.
Right in South Central?
That's
He's going to be in Malibu.
Just say. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, which makes it a great time to bring in a man who joined me at the Pro Bowl 7 times.
Joined
Hall
you.
Hall of Fame quarterback Steve
Amen.
Young. Let us start with this. We hear about cardinal rules for quarterbacks. Don't throw off your back foot. Don't throw back across the field. Patrick Mahomes does all these things all the time. Are these rules that truly need to be followed?
It depends on who you are. By throwing across the field, Tony, yes. Sooner or later, you can put all the rules for safety and make the defense less potent. They're never going to lose their speed. Throwing across the field, you're going to get burned. Even Patrick will get burned if he keeps doing that. But the idea of throwing off your back foot and all the other things, look, there's 2 guys whose arms are disconnected from their bodies. It's Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how it works. Their arm just seems to be independent of everything else that happens with their feet or their legs or their bodies in general. And they just rip that ball down the field, and you just say to yourself, how? And both of those guys just, you know, like Dan Marino in some ways. They throw it, and you go, I remember on the sideline at Pitt when my recruiting trip, when I was a senior in high school, I saw Dan Marino as a freshman, and he threw a 20-yard comeback right in front of me. I was on the sidelines at Army. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be playing football anymore. We needed it. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that before, and I never really see it again. So anyway, those 2 guys.
So even you are in awe of Mahomes.
Oh, you have to be. He's going to – look, Dan had 61,000 yards, and we thought no one will ever reach that. And now, you know, Drew Brees is 75,000 yards. Patrick Mahomes is 100,000-yard
Jeez.
Wow.
100,000. All right, we're going to move to quarterbacks, our second quarterback topic. You know we always have a million of these. Terry Bradshaw says if he had been demoted the way Eli Manning was, he'd have packed his bags and just booked, just left, gone home. This did not happen to you, but what could you see yourself saying, I'm done, I'm dropping the mic, I'm finished?
That's hyperbole. You can't pack your bags and go. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy talk. But it is tough. And Eli's going through a tough thing. He's handling it like the statesman that he is. He's amazing how he deals with those kinds of things. But in my mind, what I do, I want my job back. Look, I know that I'm going to be the backup this week, and I'll put the hairy suit on, and I'll do the job, and I'll do it well. But the whole time, I'm thinking about getting more reps and getting back on the field. And so that I got to believe that's how Terry would handle it as well. You don't pack your bags and go.
John Elway, another quarterback, was critical of left tackle Garrett Bowles, who has 26 holding penalties over the last 2 years. How did you handle linemen who ruined your play by getting a holding penalty?
He didn't have any of those linemen.
No, we had some good ones, but I'll tell you, if you had that many holding penalties, I don't know how you stay on the field, but I mean, I always thought offensive linemen were easy to influence, and that's just get a nice, beautiful sweatsuit that's form-fitting, put their number on it, their name, they'll kill for you. And so I just make sure that I was properly incentivized. Like, look, no more holding, and you get a sweatsuit. No more hold. I remember I think I told this story about Roy Foster. I got Apple MacBooks right when they're out in 1992. First ones off the – never heard of this kind of thing. Got all the linemen, and Roy Foster's down in Miami mid-offseason, calls me from the beach. He goes, Steve, I don't even have an electrical cord. I'm out here on the beach, and I'm playing Tetris. This is awesome. Not what I don't think Apple or I intended the Tetris thing, but hey, if it's on the beach without a cord, it's great.
As you watch this now, having been a Hall of Fame offensive player, does any part of you feel badly for defensive players who are getting flagged for some of these hits? Because I saw you get hit 5 times harder than some of the hits that are now drawing penalties and fines.
You can't play defense and tackle the quarterback and play in the rules. You can't. So you've got to figure out a way. You can't literally hit a guy and then stop and turn backwards. Like, all you're doing is taking the guy down and they're flagging. It's like it's not possible to play within the rules and tackle the quarterback effectively. They don't match. And so we're just going to have to get used to it. We're going to have to say for defensive players, when you hit the quarterback, you're going to get flagged and – you know, you're not going to not hit them, so we'll work through it. I don't know how they're doing it. It's, you know, as a quarterback, you got to love me. You can't hit me. I mean, I would have been in love. Like, Reggie White's coming. Reggie, sorry, bro. Can't hit me. So, take it somewhere else. It would have been awesome.
I will get you out of here on this. You were in the news this past week. NFL players are engineering their own trades. You said the other day that the NFL is becoming like the NBA, which sounded at the moment like criticism. Did you mean it as criticism?
No, it's not criticism. It's caution. It's caution to the league. I know I struck 1987. You guys remember we went on strike, picking a picket sign around the 49ers because we wanted player mobility. We wanted free agency. We wanted rights. We wanted ability to move. We don't get stuck in one place. I am hugely in favor of player empowerment. And what I'm seeing today, you know, is that player mobility is good. It's good for the game. It creates bad teams, crappy owners, crappy teams. They have to compete. They have to compete for talent, and they have to get better. And so it's better for everybody. Mobility does not scare me. But what's happening today is guys are now demanding trades, and they're getting them. They're moving around. They're chipping away at the antitrust legislation that the NFL has to be able to have the draft. You shouldn't be able to draft people in certain places. That's not American. But they can do it because of the antitrust legislation. The players have been pounding at that for a long time. I'm in favor of more mobility. What I'm saying to the league is that you should get in front of it. The next CBA that's coming, you should provide more mobility because the cat is out of the bag. These guys are going to continue to do it, and you should just jump in front of it and provide more mobility for players because it's happening anyway. And that way, you know, you have some semblance of control over it. Otherwise, these guys are self-selecting, and it's getting quite interesting to me. My comment on Monday was a caution to the league.
Thank you so much,
Steve. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
That was the legal part of Steve Young explaining what happened.
You know why he can do that?
Because he's a lawyer.
Because he's a lawyer, yes.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Dolphins make a switch at quarterback. Is it going to make any kind of a difference?
Please, are they getting greasy?
No.
Reno?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so. No.
The Cardinals and Cubs start a big 4-game series tonight. I'm very worried. Very worried. By the way, I saw one of Steve's linemen, I saw Harris Barton playing golf this weekend.
I remember Harris Barton.
That's from North Carolina's own Atari.
Happy time. People have a 21st birthday. Trae Young, the Atlanta rookie who was the number 5 overall pick in the draft by Dallas and was immediately traded for Luka Doncic, ended up finishing second to Doncic in the Rookie of the Year vote. Young averaged 19 points and 8 assists
with
only 41.8% shooting. If he improves, he could be an all-star.
Will be.
Wolvan, you always hated Trae Young in college. Are you reconsidering that?
He had a great rookie year, Tony. My whole thing is he's so slight. What do teams do in the playoffs? They literally pick on physical mismatches, and he's going to be one for a lot of opponents.
Happy anniversary, Golden Tate. On this day 10 years ago, Tate celebrated a go-ahead touchdown for Notre Dame against Michigan State by diving into the band, thinking this would be a crowd-surfing moment. The Michigan State band, which has no use for Notre Dame players, let Tate fall
great.
To the ground, score one for Michigan State. Tate now the Giants, continuing to serve a 4-game suspension for PED.
He's had a nice pro career.
Yes, he did.
He has.
Yeah.
Michigan State did not catch him.
Happy trails for this at bat for Kyle Schwarber. Schwarbs
was struck out swinging by Reds pitcher Amir Garrett. Afterwards, as you can see, Schwarbs tells Garrett to stop celebrating and go to the dugout. So Garrett runs to the dugout, later explaining, quote, "I just want to show kids that if you're provoked, you can turn the other cheek, and that's what I did." Which is a great explanation, except Garrett is the same guy who charged the entire Pirates team a few months ago. What was he showing the kids then?
Somebody might want to take him through turn the other cheek, whether it's biblical or modern day, say, from Martin Luther King. Learn what turn the other cheek means. It ain't that.
No errors today, and we go to the big fifth.
Let's do it.
The Colts tried out six kickers this week. So how should Adam Vinatieri feel?
You have a phrase that Hawk Harrelson would have. He gone. It's fairly close. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He is going to the Hall of Famer.
Dodgers closer, Kenley Jansen, who was eighth save of the season last night. I told you the Dodgers have a problem.
It is cause for concern with a lot of teams in the league. The team that I root for has the same problem with the bullpen. The American League seems to have solid bullpens, yeah. Not the National League so much. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 40th home run of the season this afternoon. Is that a big deal?
21 and younger, he's in company with these two guys. Two. Mel Ott, Eddie Matthews.
Where are they?
It's a yellow jacket.
They're in two.
That's a jacket in two. For them, Tony. The Dolphins are switching to Josh Rosen at quarterback. Will it matter?
Well, look, the other guy is not Fitzmagic anymore. You traded for Rosen. You might as well see what he can do. You got a whole bunch of number one picks. If he's good, you can use him on other things. Last one, Cardinals and Cubs start a four-game set tonight. Who do you like?
You know who I like, and you know who I hate. So don't make it about that. I mean, the Cubs need more than a split here. More than a split. They got to take three out of four to really be in this thing. They can't beat the Reds, which kills
them. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can now watch full episodes of PTI every day on ESPN.com and the ESPN app.
The Roaming Rooster, Bladensburg Road Northeast. Shout out.